Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Lit Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Thea. Today, I'm joined by Ciara Sun to talk about the book The Rise of the Metaverse, which she co-wrote with Dr. Jianing Qiu. We will also discuss how the Web3 will change our lives. Ciara Sun is the founder and managing partner of C Squared Ventures, an early-stage Web3 investment firm. The company enables and supports builders with the capital and operational expertise needed to develop the next generation of Web3 infrastructure elements. The Rise of the Metaverse outlines six important trends in the era of the Metaverse that will see dramatic changes in technology and the bringing together of digital and physical worlds. Hi, Ciara. Thank you very much for joining us today on the Lit Radio Podcast. I'm very excited to speak with you today about your book, The Rise of the Metaverse, An Essential Guide to Web3. So my first question today is, why did you decide to co-write the book with Dr. Jianing Qiu?
Thank you for having me. So to answer your question, why we decided to do this book, right? So the metaverse will accelerate the transformation and upgrading of global economic system to digitalization and intellectualization, facilitating the changes in organization efficiency and technology. So Dr. Yu and I were trying to use a series of vivid case studies to analyze detail the potential energy that the metaverse will bring out to us. And also this book can illustrate Web3 and metaverse will be a comprehensive change in production relations. And also there is still a long way to go to realize a true metaverse. It requires more visionary, ambitious people to promote its development. And we think that, for writing this book, both professional and, general accessible books on the subject is a vital necessity so that people can get access to it, they can get educated about what metaverse is, and we can attract more talents into the space. So we wrote the book, The Rise of the Metaverse, in the hope that it can enlighten more people and attract more newcomers to the industry.
Absolutely. And then today, everybody has been talking about the metaverse, especially since Mark Zuckerberg announced he's changing the name of Facebook to Meta and is focusing on developing the Web3. But in reality, not many people really understand what it is. So could you define the metaverse for us?
Right. It's a difficult question, right? There are a lot of different definitions about the metaverse. And the one I believe, as I stated in the book, is that metaverse is the third generation internet. To elaborate in our view, the metaverse is a new digital space that will be home to mankind's future lifestyle. It will encompass an expansive place in which everyone will be able to participate, cast off the constraints of the physical world, and also achieve a better self and maximum their own self-value. So it is an integrated melding of the cutting-edge digital technologies such as blockchain, AI, VR, AR, big data, IoT, 5G, cloud computing, edge computing. So all of the forward-thinking cutting-edge technologies that we've been thinking and we've been getting involved in from the past decade, all combined.
Yeah, thank you for that explanation. But yeah, you're right. It's a very difficult question to define the metaverse because it's so many things. But probably it would help our listeners if we find out what are the origins of the metaverse. So how was it created?
Right. So for a look at how the concept of this metaverse come into place, we have to start with Snow Crash. It's a book by American science fiction writer Neil Stephenson, published in 1992. In it, the character named Hero enters a parallel world through a special computer. So Stephenson named this digital world, which run parallel to the physical world, the metaverse. And in his depiction, all people who are present in the real world will also have a digital avatar in the metaverse. and the brightly lit main street of this digital world can accommodate a procession of millions of network avatars. This has been widely considered as the origins of the metaverse. And then some other artworks like the movie Ready Player One has also helped make it possible for this alternative world to move beyond science fiction and into reality.
Hmm. Yeah, that's really fascinating. But then let's move on to the more practical things that are going to come for us as people when it comes to the metaverse. So how will we work and socialize in the Web3?
Right. So imagine this. After breakfast, right, you have to get out of your apartment, you have to go to work, but instead you do not need to leave your home. You can connect your office in the metaverse through some VR equipment, and you can begin your jobs. You can, through telecommunicating, communicate face-to-face, and even interact with your colleagues very smoothly and effectively. And today, your job is to inspect an overseas factory and then sign a patent purchase contract with a business partner, for example. You use a head-mounted VR device and to inspect the digital twin of a far-off factory. And during this inspection, you discover that equipment is malfunctioning and begins a detailed inspection and documents your action plan and begins repairing the faulty parts. Sensors and actuators capture real-time data and to ensure that the state of the real-world factory is always constant with this digital twin in the metaverse. And then you can conduct a follow-up inspection and find that everything is now in perfect working order. So in the perfect world, and I hope this will come true, not in the too far future, this will be the way that we work and socialize in the metaverse.
Mm. Sounds really fascinating. The metaverse is going to change a lot of aspects of our lives. And apart from how we work and socialize, one other big aspect is going to be our finances. So are we all going to start using cryptocurrencies, and how will it work?
Yeah, so in addition to basic information exchange, economic intercommunication between the digital world and the physical world will form an intelligent and closed loop system that bridges the real and digital economies. So in this new area, we need to combine the digital economy with the real economy, right? So the original economy form in the metaverse, it's a digital economy, but its development achievements must promote development of the real economy. So in the metaverse, people worldwide can efficiently communicate and cooperate with each other. Fully networked intelligent devices will be effectively linked, and industrial chain cooperation will become more transparent and efficient. And this economy will have four different principal characteristics. So first, it will embody the intelligent economy. And second, the metaverse economy will be inclusive. And third, the metaverse economy will be a creative one, apparently. And also the last one will be like, metaverse economy will be data-driven, right? So with all of this said, blockchain-powered cryptocurrency are the most ideal and only realistic options for now to be adopted as the main currency in metaverse era. And we believe everyone will be, starting using crypto in the future in the metaverse.
Absolutely. In the book, Dr. Yu and you mentioned six trends for the metaverse. So let me just read them quickly for our listeners. So the first trend is deep integration of digital and real economy. The second one is data as the core asset. The third one is the rise of economic community. Trend four is reshape digital identity. Trend five is digital culture booms. And the final six trend is inclusive digital finance emerges. So, my question is about one of them, which is data. So probably that's one of the main concerns for many people when it comes to the metaverse. So how would we be able to keep our privacy and personal information safe in this digital world?
Right. That's definitely one of the biggest concerns out there, especially in hacks constantly happens in a space. So we have a few tips on how to protect your personal data in the metaverse, right? So first, different apps have different data protection policies. You must pay attention to this while using those products to check any requests for authorization to track and record cookies. And don't simply just click yes. To prevent companies from randomly collecting your data, you should grant only very necessary permissions to mobile apps or, you know, to any other entities. And second, protect your own information like you would secure your physical property. Do not jailbreak or root your cell phone. Tamper with operating system as they can void device warranties and disable pre-installed protections. So instead, install a legitimate operating system on your PC. Do not register on apps or websites from, you know, on unknown sources. And also in public spaces, you have to be careful when connecting to free Wi-Fi and never scan unknown QR codes. And furthermore, there are, you know, some text messages, links, always be aware of them. And even though, you know, you have close friends or people in the industry sharing you with deals and with introduction decks, always double check and be sure that you know the sources. And also just try your best to avoid responding to unknown calls. And third, it is better to pay for services than to give away your data in exchange for them. Because like in at the end of the day, they're never free. You're paying to exchange for their services, giving away your data and your privacy, right? So free software or services are often built at the expense of data licensing, so which often requires permissions. It's always, you know, advisable to download software or apps from an official website or reputable app store. And lastly, always be ready to defend your data rights. We need to gain insights into laws, regulations, rights protections, governing personal privacy data. If you ever discover that personal data have been compromised, stolen, or abused, or detect any behavior damaging to your privacy, you have to aggressively defend your rights by pursuing all legal avenues. Mm.
Thank you for those tips. I hope they will help our listeners be safe in the digital world. And then one of the other trends that I mentioned earlier was the digital culture boom. So what does the future of digital art look like?
When it comes to digital art, many people will first be impressed by graphic art, but the combination of art and digital technology is more than that. If artists can use their brushes to draw trees, rivers, animals in a three-dimensional space, or a spectacular galaxy in the night sky, thinking of what the audience can get when they have immersive appreciation of such works. So through science and technology, digital art can transcend the constraints of the two-dimensional plane and move beyond a static state, evolving and iterating over time. Artists can give life to works through programming. Digital art consists of data, right? So naturally, we can let the program control the picture's elements. And with the work based on programming, the creator can achieve surprising dynamic effects. So for example, they can program the weather elements in a painting to a sunny or rainy day, changing to a snowy or a green summer scene. So if the pieces have access to the after-the-minute data, it can even reflect real-time weather conditions. And aside from the form of digital art, we believe NFTs are the value carriers of the digital art culture creation. And I believe the major form of digital art in the metaverse era will be NFT. There are many types of NFT which are all issued through blockchain technology, ranging from digital land in like Decentraland and of seeing Axie Infinity, CryptoPunks, avatars, CryptoKitties, digital art created by art blocks. So there's also digitalized IP issued by large companies like Nike, Coca-Cola, or like Marvel. So newly emerging IP and classic brands are adopting NFTs as a vehicle in the metaverse. So as a digital asset issued on blockchain, an NFT has its property ownership and transaction flow definitively recorded in a tamper-proof distributed ledger. So in the future, everything can be an NFT. Art, collectibles, game props, domain names, tickets, or any unique property can become NFTs if it's put on a blockchain.
Mm. Yeah, I can definitely see how NFTs are becoming more and more popular even now. And then my next question, it is a quite big question, because in the book You and Dr. You, you say there are a lot of benefits of the metaverse and it can help the humanity in many ways. So how do you see the future of humanity? Are we going to live more and more in this Web3 world?
Very, very interesting question. So in this space, the boundless metaverse, we can live, we can play, work, socialize, experiences all different kinds of lives, right? It opens up the possibility of a great transformation for humanity. It promises to be a shift that will be science-led, technology-based, global, truly global. So to your question, my answer will be simple. Yes, I sincerely believe that we'll be live more and more in the Web3 world. And that's the reason I'm having my career in Web3 industry as an investor, right? So that I can help builders to achieve a better industry for the metaverse. And I can also leverage my expertise and capital required to empower and support all the great companies and Web3 builders out there.
Mm. Yeah, that's fascinating. And then because a lot of our listeners are business people, business leaders and owners, so we also want to be helpful to them as well. So what can businesses do to adapt to the new technological world more quickly?
People enter the metaverse and travel freely between digital and physical spaces through access technologies. So in the future, access methods will be highly diversified. Immersive access devices are expected to become more popular, and access speed stability will be greatly improved. Among these technologies, VR, AR, 5G or 6G networks, satellite internet, and a series of emerging interaction and communication capabilities will be the key elements. So I think for businesses, it is good for them to test the waters in such realms to expand their scope of works and help the entire world transform to a more immersive metaverse. This way they can adapt to the new world more quickly.
Absolutely. And then, of course, the world of business and work is changing a lot, because businesses, they will start to adapt at some point to the new technologies. So that's going to change the work life for many people, individuals and employees. So my final question to you is, how can individuals respond to the new professional challenges of the metaverse?
I think technology development, it will eliminate some categories of jobs and bring about many new opportunities at the same time. So with sweeping changes to the horizon and AI and intellectual robots to take over much of our work, it's upon us all to actively change, learn, and catch up with the times, right? So suggestions on how to achieve that. First of all, establish a new mental mode that consists of technology thinking, financial thinking, community thinking, and industrial thinking. Community is a very important world in Web3 and metaverse. And so that you can develop a comprehensive metaverse thinking to better respond to the professional challenges in the metaverse. And secondly, you plan your personal career transition in advance. You learn and know the different segments in metaverse, in Web3, and you listen to podcasts, you go to conferences, you read books, and trying to understand the new technology and new developments in this new industry and try to talk to more people, actively participate in community collaboration. Always try to understand new teams, what they're doing, what kind of talents they're needing so that you can plan your career transition events, and also maintain your digital credit and your digital avatar and to build a digital social network. With new technologies, you can have your decentralized ID, you can have a new way of socializing with people. And it's good that in a blockchain supported space, all of your work will be, you can put all of your work on chain, you can put your background on chain so that all your work won't be stolen, it's protected, and you can talk to potential collaboration partners and your future employer with more confidence and prove your work. And last but not least, pay attention to risks, like we just talked about, right? Prevent fraud and always do your own research when it comes to investment.
I really liked what you said about developing a new way of thinking, which is exactly what I think we all need to do. But thank you very much, Sierra, about this fascinating conversation. It was very interesting to hear about the book, The Rise of the Metaverse, and then the all fascinating aspects that you discuss in it. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks everyone for listening. Don't forget to keep an eye on our social media at Lit Publishing on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and at Lit Business Media on LinkedIn for more information about new books and podcasts with thought leaders. See you next time on Lit Radio Podcast.